Reverence, this is the eighth day in our novena in preparation for the soon-to-be-celebrated Solemnity of Our Lady's Assumption. We reflected a moment on what is meant by Vatican II when it calls Our Lady profile of the Church. Not just the Church in pilgrimage, not the Church still struggling on earth, but the Church already sharing, and each day sharing more, despite all the sins and all the sinners and all of the false accusations, the Church continues to grow in glory. We can be absolutely certain that the plans of Jesus will not be frustrated, above all because he has Our Lady involved in this way. The one thing that we must first consider is the way in which all that glory of Our Lady illustrates that superabundance of grace. St. Paul refers to this in chapter 5 of the Romans when he talks about the origin of sin and death, the disobedience of Adam and Eve. Eve is there, but implicitly. But not like the disobedience, the obedience of Jesus, and implicitly Our Lady on the cross, who was obedient with him even to death, offering him her dearly beloved Son and Savior, shedding not one tear over him, only over us. Some people think Our Lady broke down on Calvary. No, she didn't break down. Everybody else broke down. They couldn't stand it. Literally, they fled. Even St. John had to be supported by Mary. That's the truth about the matter. But the first thing we must realize is that Our Lady is a sign. The reality of her glory assures us that even the worst of sins is almost nothing compared to the superabundance of grace, and that conversion is always possible. It's never too late until the hour has come and you're not in the state of grace, the good thief. Lord, remember me. I deserve to be crucified, but remember me when you come into your kingdom. He didn't know what answer he was going to get, but the answer he got was the answer we all want. This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. This is what Our Lady is a sign of. And who do you think was standing at the foot of those other the cross of the good thief? Who do you think had an effect on the good thief? Unfortunately, the bad thief wouldn't even respond. He just wanted to do damage control. Jesus got him down, maybe think about believing in him. Our Lady was there. Is it not a good supposition that she interceded? That she intervened? And she's doing that all the time. Think back to Isaiah 7:14. The king would not ask for it. I won't presume, Marcus said. God, help do a thing like that. Presume on God's goodness? Yes, but God is inviting you to presume on it. Ask any sign that will guarantee your victory. So he said, no. So Isaiah said, for the sake of the promises to David, God is going to give you a sign. A sign of the virgin who conceived virginally and named your child God with us. That's your sign. It will be 7.5 centuries before Israel. But the fact that it is absolutely promised without strings attached will guarantee this minor victory over your enemies, the Syrians and the Samaritans and the Arameans and so forth. We have to remember that. When Our Lady asks for the miracle, she obtains it. And if we want it, she will get it for us. Ask for what we should ask for. And we, in fact, will never regret it. We will know the joy and the experience of the good thief on the cross. So this sign, whether high as the heaven and as deep as the abyss, Our Lady is always the sign. She was the sign at Nazareth. She was the sign at Bethlehem. She was the sign on Calvary. She is still the sign in the church, and she is the sign in heaven. The sign, as it were, that guarantees the plans of God for us. What began on Pentecost then will indeed end on the day when we too share all the glory and the beauty and the joy and the peace of that stupendous mystery, which is the Assumption and Coronation of Our Lady. Now let us once again recite our novena prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Novena in honor of the Assumption of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars.
O Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God and Mother of Man, we believe with all the fervor of our faith in your triumphal assumption into heaven, where you are claimed as Queen by all the choirs of angels and legions of saints. We unite with them to praise and bless the Lord, who has exalted you above all other pure creatures, and to offer you the tribute of our devotion and our love. From the shadows of this valley of tears, we seek your heavenly assistance and tender mercy to comfort our aching hearts and to help in the trials of the Church and of our country. Accept the intentions we offer you in this novena, and be pleased to grant them according to our need and according to the good pleasure of your Son. For we are confident that in the glory where you reign, you continue your manifold intercession to bring us celestial gifts. In the glory which you possess in body and soul in heaven, this image and beginning of the Church, as it is to be perfected in the world to come. Until the day of the Lord shall come, continue to shine forth on earth as a sign of certain hope and comfort for all your children. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Let us pray. Almighty, everlasting God, who assumed to celestial glory the body and soul of your Son's mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, grant, we beg you, that being ever intent upon heavenly things, we may merit to share in her glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Queen assumed into heaven,
pray for us.